Ahoy, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. This is your favourite fact podcast, and would you look at that, as promised, we are back once again. My name is Dan. Altogether, we have 9 facts that we have dived through the internet to research. You need to decide whether they are worth remembering at all. On my end, I've got stuff about poison, about debts, and about people who love cows, or think they're cows. We'll find out more. Mark is also here.
This week for you, I've got ants, I've got flags, and something about pineapples.
My name's Mark, and I love pineapples here on your radio. It's Baffled FM. Connor, what do you got?
Baffled FM. We're going to be talking about why it wasn't a good idea to once upon a time grow a beard. Lookalikes, and do they actually look alike? And famous people's real names.
What I enjoyed, very quickly before we move on, is you went to ask your nice little lookalike question, but then kind of forgot what it was halfway
through. Yeah, I was talking and was like, I can't remember what I said, but anyway, on with the show. It's going to be a good one.
There we go. Stay there for Baffled.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, lookalikes, will we find out if lookalikes look alike?
It's a real good fact, actually. It completely, yeah, I was nuts.
You've undersold it.
I'm sure you'll rip it apart. We'll give it some time, eh?
Hey.
I'm sure you will. You'll go deep into it. Oh, well, do you know, is it actually the real thing or have you said it wrong? It'll be that.
I'm sometimes worried.
Mm. Only sometimes.
Sometimes I am worried that in our endeavouring pursuit to get new listeners and new fact fans and new... You know, new lovers of the Baffled Boys.
Mm. Mm. That needs to stop, just to let you know.
What?
Baffled Boys.
We are boys.
No, yeah, but it makes us sound like we're a bunch of hard nuts, when we're not.
No, I'm picturing more 90s boy band.
Right, wonderful.
You know, backward cap, baggy pants.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Jay from Five.
Scott from Five, but it's so close. I'm sure he'll be happy about that. He listens.
Friend of the show, Scott from Five.
Scott from Five.
You sure you don't mean Jay that you just said a minute ago? Yeah.
Sorry, Scott, it's just, I don't know.
All the same, mate.
There were so many, there were 5 of them.
All the same, copy and paste.
Five of them, how are you meant to remember them?
Copy and paste, eh? There we go.
No, Scott was the one that really stood out.
Yeah, for you, was he?
Anyway.
Just reining back any little bit of respect you've got.
We're getting too deep into like a strange 90s boy band hole that many of the listeners won't understand. He once came on the show, listen to it if you can. We're going to bring you 9 facts. It's your job to decide whether they are worth remembering at all. Connor, you've been very excited for all of yours, so take it away.
I'm going to start with the lookalike fact. Charlie Chaplin once lost a Charlie Chaplin lookalike competition.
I feel like the judges weren't doing their job.
So do I. So this is 1975, a few years before he passed away. He entered into that lookalike contest in France. He came third, not first. A theory as to why he didn't win is that he had blue eyes that couldn't be seen in black and white, so the judges didn't recognise him.
What were they hoping for? That he'd have black and white eyes? Sorry, sir, turned up in colour. I'm afraid he only exists in a black and white world.
I have another theory. I'm sure that you'll tell me this theory is nonsense, but could it have been that maybe they had a picture in their head of what Charlie Chaplin looked like previous to the age of which he was when the competition happened?
Perhaps, maybe. Yeah. Maybe he was too old. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe he looked a little bit different, but he came third.
I feel like this fact is old as time.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard so many people tell me this fact.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great fact. I never knew it until this, so I wanted to share it with everyone because I think it is a good one. It's
really?
Funny.
Really? That's very interesting.
Yeah, I'd never heard it before, but I know that it is a very, very famous fact. I think he's like known for this too. Like, it has been spoken about a lot.
Of all the things Charlie Chaplin is known
no,
for.
No, but as in,
mostly
I think,
he's known for coming third in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest.
This is quite widely known, isn't it, I believe.
I think it's probably, as you say, because people have in their mind what Charlie Chaplin looks like, and maybe that was a bit earlier than 1975. And then you've got people who have come to this
lookalike competition, yeah, dressed very stereotypically as Charlie Chaplin.
Absolutely, yeah.
Didn't Hitler model his moustache on Charlie Chaplin?
Did he?
I think that's a thing.
Extra bonus fact for you there. We like to do
Hitler
that.
Hitler actually came fourth in that competition.
Oh, that's a shame. Right.
Yeah. Do you know what as well, though? There is definitely a point, isn't there, where when he come third, you'd be like, I am Charlie Chaplin. And you'd be like, no, you're not.
Of course you are, mate. Of course you are. Keep believing. Come on, next time you get first. Come on, mate.
I think the question you do need to ask is, why has this man got nothing better on than to enter a lookalike competition for himself?
But say, was he there and it happened to be on and he went, oh, I'll enter that, that'll be funny? Or did he genuinely travel to France to take part in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest?
I ran a few too many down the pub. If I was famous and I was with the boys and there was a lookalike Conor Knight competition, they might be like, what an
that's a boys lookalike competition.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Kevin De Bruyne, Ed Sheeran and Leonardo DiCaprio.
You could have gone for anyone
would
else.
Would not win any of the competitions. I'm trying to think nothing
who you,
like us.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who you do look like.
I look a little bit like, and this is for the UK listeners, a little bit sort of, if I was 20 years older, Adrian Charles.
Yeah, there is a touch of Adrian Charles.
Yeah, there is.
I'll tell you that though. And you know, I really like what he's done with his career. You know, done loads and disappeared. Great. Hopefully I'll turn out like him.
Yeah. You also have that just general negative disposition, like the ability to just bring everything down like that. All right then, yeah, okay, we're doing another baffled recording, are we? All right.
You look like a little bit of a mix of Kevin De Bruyne and a Tic Tac.
Yeah, I'll take that. I used to get I See Dead People Boy, Haley Joel Osment, quite a lot when I was younger.
And you're a little mix of Ed Sheeran and the Man from Up.
The Man from Up?
Yep. Agreed.
What, the little bloated kid?
Yeah. No, the old man.
Oh, the old man.
Well, the glasses are quite square.
So I have glasses there.
I just don't understand why Charlie Chaplin has entered this.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think he was notably erratic, eccentric as well.
Also, as well, I don't think he's wildly ridiculous for a ridiculous person to go and do. Like, it's very sort of Jim Carrey vibes. I'd imagine Jim Carrey going to do something like this. Oh, look like me, is there in LA? I'm going to enter. It's a bit like eccentric. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. When is the first Conor Knight lookalike competition being held?
Well, when Baffled it's worldwide, you never know. You know, probably then. I reckon there's an event coming up that I might run myself.
You know who's coming on number one?
Huh?
You know who's coming number one?
Who?
Adrian Charles.
I don't know where he is. I think he's disappeared, but anyway.
He's busy prepping for a Conor Knight lookalike competition.
Mark, give us your first fact of the show.
Right, this is one that might freak her out. The combined weight of all ants on Earth is about the same as the combined weight of all humans.
Wow.
Now, I've slightly heard this before, and the mass of it never boggles my mind. Can you break it down?
So, on Earth, there's about 7.75 billion people.
Yeah.
Compare that
to... Too many, if you ask me.
Yeah. Get ready for the number of ants there are. 10 quadrillion individual ants crawling around at any given time. You know, so if you're not a fan of ants, probably should have turned off about 30 seconds
ago. The
sad
thing is, you don't actually know. They do not know how many ants there are.
No, they employed someone to go and count
they
it.
They don't.
It's the same person who does
they
the
do not. Because even if you go to one little ant nest, there's no way you're counting one and not knowing that you haven't counted it again.
Hey. You know, we've just had a fact about some guy in his own time entering his own lookalike competition. So there are people out there who are keen, mad keen to count all the
this
ants.
This is actually what Adrian Charles has gone and done now. This is why he's been disappeared for ages. He went, I wonder how many ants are in the world.
I'm not dissing this fact. I think the fact's great. I'm just trying to work out in my head how the bloody hell you actually find out how many ants there are. I can't see how that is humanly possible.
I don't think they exactly know. I don't think that it's exactly 10
Which is
quadrillion.
Exactly, right, that's why it's that number.
Therefore, it's around 10 quadrillion. But at that point, it's such a big number. It doesn't matter if you're a few out either way.
Yeah. 9 quadrillion, 10 quadrillion, something around the quadrillions.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I reckon they take a square meter of land, see how many ants are in it. Then they take another square meter of land somewhere else, and they do that many, many times to get an average of how many ants there are.
How can you even count in a square meter?
What?
You can't. You cannot count how many ants are in a square meter. They're too small and there's too many of them.
This is.
You'd have to kill them.
Look,
scientists get paid for this.
Waste of time. Who done this? Was it Nottingham University BA honours or whatever?
Adrian Charles, I think, is a bastion of prime broadcasting. I think he's brilliant.
Why are we talking about Adrian Charles?
I think when he was on The One Show, then do you remember he made the big move over to Daybreak on ITV?
Oh, he did, and then that didn't go down well.
Didn't go down well.
No.
He's made some brilliant documentaries. He made one, which is on YouTube, about why he might give up drinking, which is fantastic. My only gripe with Adrian Charles, he can come off a bit negative.
Yeah.
Now, you there, when you were talking about researching ants, were very Adrian Charles. What's the point in it? What's the point in this? Why is there no one's really doing that?
Hold on. It's less of what's the point and more of I do not believe that they can do it.
I mean, I don't think that they literally just go around and go one, two,
right, three.
Here we
four.
Go.
Oh, question. Have I got that one before? I don't know. Stop moving.
Right. So you get the square. What was it you said? Square foot?
Well, I said square meter, but whatever.
Square meter, right? You sit there and you go, right, how many ants are in the square meter? Fair enough. They are tiny little pester things.
What's your problem with ants?
Right, me off. Bit me to when I went camping last week, right? So you count...
Yeah, you're not a camper.
You count all the ants. At what point do you go, we've counted all the ants? They're so small, there could be another 100 ants
you
don't know about.
Yeah, but they don't just take one square metre and go, we're going to base everything upon
that. It is nonsense.
As Dan says, you then go to another square, another one. It's the same as like when the studies come out. Like, what was the one we had last week? Like 37% of Americans want to be dumb and happy. They don't ask every single American. They ask a general group of them that they then can base the rest of the population.
Yeah, but that's
across.
A study. We're talking about weight here. You know, another 100 ants could make a little difference, well, not much, but...
Also, yes, but if you take a big enough sample of different things, then you can even all
look, you're asking...
Out.
I don't understand science enough, but I don't think that's doable.
Right, the key word in science is always this. Estimation.
No. I'll tell you what the key thing about science is if you're doing something that can't be done, just go, oh, I've done it with science, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just dismiss it.
Right, my first fact of the show. The 21st of March, why is that an important day?
Is it
it's your mum's birthday?
No, it is 17 days after when you think about whether cats and dogs have thumbs.
No, it's Adrian Charles's birthday. I mean, it is, but that's not my fact. I just thought I'd bring that up. I just thought I'd reference that for you,
geez.
Connor. Right, first fact of the show is actually...
No, clawing at it today, aren't we, lads?
Well, that was going to be great, but
come
then...
Come on, boys. Cutler Luke is in here. Well, Red Bulls
that was going to be great, but you did the callback to last week. If that was nice and quick, that would have worked.
Yeah. Sorry.
After that, I've just seen what my actual fact is, which is a bit dark and depressing. To teach people not to drink, the American government would poison alcohol supplies.
What do you reckon? My second fact?
Now? Oh, yes. We'll just move on quickly.
So they poison people to not drink, right?
In 1920 to 1933, America famously had prohibition where you weren't really allowed to buy booze in shops or in bars. So they a lot of people would make bootleg liquor, would make moonshine. The American government would spike this booze, a random sample of this booze, science word, sample, with quite lethal chemicals, with cyanide, with poison, in order to scare people to never drink one.
I think that we need to have an admin day, boys.
I've been saying this for years.
Because I feel like we all have very good facts. Great fact this. But what happens is we don't really talk about the rotation of facts. So we'll be, you know, Adrian Charles, ants, and then bang.
Yeah, but you can't plan Adrian Charles. That just happened. And also, when we're talking about facts, like, you know, Charlie Chaplin won.
Who died?
Elephant won.
How many people died?
Ants, but close.
Ants won.
I think elephants are a bit easier to count.
The federal poisoning program, by some estimates, had killed 10,000 people.
And who's being held accountable?
No one.
Mm.
So they would do this. I read an interesting book about it recently, actually. It started in 1926.
That was a great read.
So this is 6 years into what the Americans called the Noble Experiment, which was prohibition, was never going to work. They would, spike random collections and selections of this bootlegged liquor to frighten people to not drink it because, well, you might be getting rat poison in there.
So when you purchased this book then and sort of went to, what led you to that moment in your life?
It was a chapter in another book.
Right.
It was a chapter in a book about...
What was the book you were reading?
It was a book about the year 1927.
Are you on to 1928 yet?
It's an interesting year, actually. It was the first year that someone crossed the Atlantic on a plane. Charles Lindbergh. Babe Ruth had a fantastic baseball season against all the odds. So there you go.
Yeah.
And also, it was right in the slap bang in the middle of Prohibition.
Next week, facts from 1928.
Yeah. No, it's a sad fact, but I guess I can understand what their intentions were, which is a bit dark of me to say, but I can understand why they done it.
I'll tell you what, mate.
Very old school.
I wouldn't need, you know, the methanol or the strychnine in the drink. If they prohibitioned me, that'd kill me off.
Yeah, dumb.
That'd kill me.
Yep.
If I can't get my hard seltzers of an evening, I'm ruined.
Out.
I'm ruined.
Straight away.
If I can't get my White Claws, I'm done.
You can't get your 3 for 2s from Tesco's.
Jesus, I'd be done, mate.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd be absolutely ruined.
Yep.
Connor, give us your second fact of the show.
Ralph Lauren's real name is Ralph Lifshitz.
Well, I think it's... Look.
He got bullied at Ralph school,
Lauren,
didn't he?
It is Ralph Lauren.
Well.
I think he's actually said that you pronounce another girl's name.
No, so he...
Ralph Lauren. It sounds very common, though, doesn't
he
it?
He has said you pronounce another girl's name.
Yeah, so I think that Ralph Lauren was always the name. Ralph Lauren was the middle name. He had like a double barrel name, or it was the middle name. But Lifshitz was the
was
final.
His last name.
Yeah, and...
Lifshitz.
Lifshitz. He chose to change the name after he admitted he endured years of teasing and bullying.
See, what did I say? Absolutely got bullied at school for that.
Which is cruel.
Anytime you pick anything up, he's going to get mocked, isn't
it? Well, I used to know a kid, you know, nice guy. But his name was Harry Cox.
That's not good.
Which changed to Harry Cock.
Yeah. You've got to be careful when you got a surname like that.
I didn't play a part in changing the name.
Yeah, of course.
No. But Ralph Lifshitz at school would have definitely got probably a bit of glue to the back of the head from me.
Yeah, you can do that because I would imagine Lifshitz, he's from New York, I think. I would imagine it's a Jewish name.
Well, it'd be brilliant.
Lifshitz sounds really
Jewish. You'd be like, oh, Ralph lifted any shit today? Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, straight away.
Straight away.
You were not selling good quality brand clothing.
With Lifshitz. But this is the point.
Is that a new Lifshitz bag there?
Yeah.
It's just not happening, is it?
Also, when you're young and you're thinking of that joke, you think you're being really smart and you're not, are you?
It's a sad name, though, isn't it? That is... I'm in the top three names, that is really not fun.
What's your worst name? Worst last name?
That Harry... Yeah, that weren't great.
Harry Cox.
That was not nice. That was quite a hard one, you know?
I can't remember if I've told this story on the podcast before. But my mum originally, before she met my dad, wanted to give me the name Richard, which of course is shortened to Dick. My surname, or my dad's surname, was Heads. Immediately that goes out the window. You cannot have a kid called that.
Yeah, it would have been nominated determinism though, wouldn't it?
Did your mum and dad ever think of calling you Bart?
No.
No.
Well, they weren't. The Simpsons wasn't tremendously known in 1990.
You see, I'm a bloody legend. Connor Knight.
He's giving away showbiz age this year.
Yeah, I know. Connor Knight. It's just... strong name.
No, it's a bratty Essex name.
It's a good name, but I think I'll change my name.
This
one day.
Is bad. There was a girl in my primary school,
Comrade.
I was always very nice. There was a girl in my primary school called Mandy Bird, and people were mean to her, and they called her Manky Turd. It's tough, isn't it?
You don't need a lot for kids to suddenly just call you something else.
She made me stab myself, by the way.
What?
I can't remember how it happened. I was holding a blue pencil and I, you know, she kind of walked past and I leant over for some reason and I stabbed the pencil and I still got a little blue ink mark.
Nice.
Facts. Yeah. There you go. More facts for...
Probably should wash by now.
Your podcast.
We had a kid at school who was called Lizzie because that was his mum's name and his mum had accidentally written on a permission form where I said name, had wrote her own name, so therefore we handed it in.
And kids don't forget it.
No. Literally 7 years he was called Lizzie.
I quite liked
that. All
it
needs for
though.
Kids.
It's not an insult. Like, that's not your problem.
No, it's just like, but it's just little things. That's all you need as a kid, isn't
it? I was 18 and I had mates round to my house at one point.
This is the podcast now, by the way, guys. Yeah. Strap in. There's no more facts.
No. I was 18 and I had mates round for a party. I never used to have mates round, but I did this one time. My friend went to go to the toilet, opened the toilet, and my mum unlocked the door. Now, I don't think he saw much, but obviously that still gets brought up.
Yeah, always.
And I'm, you know, much older than 18 now. And I've got a lot more to think about, but it's still brought up. Anyway, what was the fact?
Ralph Lauren's real name is Ralph Lifshitz.
Yeah. I don't know, can you just laugh at someone's surname like that? Is that a fact?
Damn right you can. I laughed when I read it out. I laughed when I saw it. I'm going to keep laughing about it.
Mark, give us your second fact of the show.
Now, I'm not here for it, but there is a reason that pineapple works well on a pizza. Pineapple is a natural meat tenderizer because of the enzymes within it.
Doesn't pineapple... Strike yourself in. Should we go back to what we called kids at school?
Yeah, should we go back to that?
If you were thinking of turning off, this is a fact about meat tenderization. And we're not getting into pineapple on the pizza, good or bad. That's not what I'm here for. That's low quality content. Pineapple, it does burn you. The enzymes burn your mouth, don't they?
Yeah, so those who work in pineapple factories, pineapple processors, have to wear protective gloves.
They're on the dole, aren't they?
Wait. See what we did there? It's a good joke. I like that. Can approve. Yeah, they have to wear protective gloves. Otherwise, the enzymes start eating away at their skin. leaving dry skin and small sores.
Right, it's just a really, really hard fact to speak about, isn't it?
Right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Well, I thought it would get into pineapple on pizza and immediately vetoed that.
So to just sum up, the enzymes in a pineapple tenderize your meat. That's why it works on a Hawaiian.
I think that's quite good, though. Here's what you need to ask. Did they know that? Did they put it there for a reason?
Oh, no. I feel like that's luck more than judgment.
This is it is backward logic.
Talking of...
They want to do it, so they're thinking, right, let's do it. And then they're thinking, oh, people like this. Why is it good? Oh, I don't know, something about meat tenderization.
Talking of meat and fruit.
Talking of what?
It's actually led me to this. You're vegan.
Sure.
Have you ever done the watermelon grilled on the barbecue in replacement for steak trick?
No, not done that.
Apparently that's the thing. Apparently when you, it creates the exact same
texture
as steak.
Do I need to put pineapple to tenderize it though?
No, I don't know. It depends on the amount of enzymes that piece of pineapple has.
Or enzymes.
Here's the thing.
Oh yeah, enzymes. Right,
Did we ever do the Nigels this year? We did that. We did the Run a Friday podcast about the Nigels, but did we ever do a ceremony?
What, you think it's fact here?
No ceremony.
You think one, Dan, or...
Well, all I'm saying, we've got this bloody nice studio now with cameras, and this was prime opportunity for us to wear our tuxes.
No, we liked doing it on Zoom, mate, with the...
Yeah, but it would have worked in here.
Yeah, of course it would have, but we don't do that. We do it the other way around.
And and you know what would have been the fact? Bingo, bango, bongo, pineapples tenderise meat.
Because of the enzymes.
Right, second fact of the show. In 1909, an entire town in Kansas moved to run away from their debts. Ulysses in Kansas, it was established in 1873. It moved 3 miles west because they had debt and they owed the bank the land. So very simply, they picked all the buildings up and moved it west.
What? Okay, I was thinking this is a really bad fact because I was thinking that the people just moved away from their debts. I was like, oh, people escaped debts. That's
Everyone's
not weird.
No, they actually moved the buildings.
No, what you're saying now is absolutely fantastic. They actually completely moved their... living space, housing, everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Picked up number 4 Smith Road.
Yeah, the collateral for the loans was the land of the town itself. Because it's quite strange over in America. I don't know if you've seen that series, Schitt's Creek. Like, you can own towns. Yeah. So this town had a debt to a bank, but the collateral was the land, not the buildings. So they picked up the buildings and moved them 3 miles west. They called that Ulysses, and the old town was called, wouldn't you know, Old Ulysses.
I imagine tough job, picking up houses and moving them.
Maybe houses were lighter in those days.
When was this?
1909.
Oh, yeah, you see, I'm thinking, you know, 5-bed, semi, pool, garage.
You getting that excited?
Maybe electrical garage door, few cars in it. Working out in my head how that works.
What's the one thing you want in your dream house?
It's a very good question.
I would like to
be in a hot place where I have a pool. I like being in the pool. I like that.
You mean it's not hot enough in Brentwood?
Do you know what as well? Like a really, really nice pizza oven.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
You are setting your sights high.
Yeah, and maybe a games room.
Well, you know what you need on that pizza.
Three bathrooms.
Three? Why three?
Well, because obviously for me, rotation throughout the day. King size.
I asked for one thing.
I'd like a shower
as
well.
Dream home now.
I'd like a shower with a remote where I can set the temperature before I enter.
What you want with a shower? You want the multifunction. Do I want rain for a shower today? Yes, I do.
And do you know what I've never had, actually? My mum and dad never bought one. The fridge where you have the water and ice in the...
Pointless.
I love that.
Use the tap.
Yeah, no, I like that, though, because I like ice.
They never work either.
Bit of that.
Right, let's move away from this now. I'm getting closer to asking if you want pineapple on your pizza or not.
Double
so
fridge.
Don't talk about this.
Oh, and also, you know the wine racks that actually cool the wine?
Is in a wine fridge?
That's it. One of them.
Well done. You got it in one. So yeah, in 1909, so what's that, 113 years ago now?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Just
an entire town relocated 3 miles west.
Hello, sorry to interrupt your podcast. We didn't do that. It's just been magically done for us. We do a podcast, which I think you might like if you like this podcast. Our podcast is called The A to Z of Men with me, Chris Brooks.
And me, Scott Robinson.
And what's the podcast about, Scott?
I mean, what we're doing really is giving you an insight, a delve into the male mind. We're going through the alphabet letter by letter. I submit a word, Chris submits a word and we battle it out to see what word goes into the A to Z of Men.
And you can get us wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for the A to Z of Men.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're enjoying the show, if you'd like to get in touch, if you've got a fact which you can share with us, if you'd like to buy some merch, we're getting into winter, if you'd like some nice thick socks, baffledpod.com. We would love to hear from you and we will say hello right here on the show. It's time for our last round of facts. Connor, take it away.
Peter the Great imposed a beard tax.
Tell me more.
Peter the Great, you know who he is. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he was the great one, you know. Out of all the Peters.
Oh, basically, the greatest. The guy that brought Russia to the modern age.
Peter the Great.
Peter the Great.
Right.
Did Essex kick in?
No. I just don't know a lot of Peters.
He opposed a beard tax, very simply, on members of society who had facial hair. So if someone wanted to keep their facial hair, they simply had to pay for it.
And I would imagine why. Because it's cold in Russia.
Absolutely that. And after they made their deposit, they received a coin. And that coin said, tax paid. That's it.
Can you grow a good beard?
I'm growing a beard now. Yeah, here. Yeah.
For what purpose?
Just thought I'll go for it a little bit. I'm not really a fan. Itchy.
Yeah, you got to get through the itchy stage.
Yeah, you've got a solid beard, you have.
Yeah, I've had a beard for years.
Thick.
It's because if I take it off, I look like a 12-year-old.
Hmm.
Sparky Marky. Richard Heads.
Richard Heads, yeah. Mm. But yeah, beard tax. Makes sense, really.
Did you get taxed different amounts depending on the length of your beard?
No, it was just one flat fee. I did actually have to look into that.
That would be better.
That would be better, yeah. But one flat fee straight away, which you then get your coin that says tax paid. But they're not, you know, who's checking? Who's a job's worth?
Well, you know where they need this? Shoreditch.
Do you know what I think the
trendy
people,
East London.
Do you know what I think
make
the
millions.
Modern day version is of the people that would check you for your beard coin? Tick inspectors.
I think if you're calling yourself Peter the Great, if you're making a beard tax, you're probably fastidious enough to find people to impose the rule and fine people.
Fastidious. Good word.
Thank you very much.
I would say word of the podcast.
We should start doing that. Mark, give us your last fact of the show.
Yeah, let's lighten the podcast up even more. Enzymes, word of the day.
Great. Let me ask you this question, Connor, because you haven't been asked enough about theoretical things. If you're going to create your own country, you need a flag, right? What colour are you going to stick on your flag to make it nice and unique?
Pink.
Pink? Good job.
Very sort of baffled logo pink.
Well, that is, he's going to put the baffled logo on a flag.
And then I'd have maybe dots all over it.
And then a pizza oven and a
pool. Yeah, and every
three
dot.
Toilets and a game room.
Every dot is a different colour.
Yeah.
And then a crown.
Why are we asking him this preposterous question?
Because there are only two countries in the world that use purple in their national flag. So if you ever want to create a unique one, purple is your way forward.
Bhutan.
Not one of them.
I'm not going to list them all.
Iran.
It is Nicaragua, because it has a rainbow in the centre.
Great.
And also the flag of Dominica, because it has a Cicero parrot, which is a bird with purple feathers.
Hold on, that first place, where's that?
Nicaragua.
Never even heard of it.
It's in South America.
How do you even spell that?
Yeah, it's kind of central, isn't it, really?
Nicaragua, there we go. Central America. Got it. Never heard of that before.
I like the triangle ones. There's that cool triangle flag, which is like three triangles.
Yes.
Love it.
It's the only flag that isn't a rectangle shape.
Is it the only one? Yeah.
Yep. Also, Belize uses the most colours of anyone in their flag. They use 12.
Where's the purple in? Is it round the circle on that Nicaragua flag?
Yeah.
Belize uses the most colours.
Yeah, 12.
That's a lot, isn't it? It's too many.
Yeah.
You know, and the English flag.
Imagine the print costs on that.
The St. George's Cross does come up for a lot of flack. You know, in the modern era, it's football hooligans or Brexit, really.
Yeah.
But it is boring. It is really dull. And they nicked it, didn't they? Haven't we heard that before?
We've got two flags, haven't we?
The United Kingdom have the Union flag.
Yeah.
And we've got the St. George's Cross. Didn't we put it on our ships when we wanted to sneak past Malta? Mm. I think we've had that fact before.
Quite possibly. Also, just as a bonus fact, there are also two country flags that contain pink. Newfoundland and Espirito Santo.
Newfoundland, that's not a country.
New what?
Not having Newfoundland. Newfoundland's not a country. They might have their flag. Right, last fact of the show goes to me. Nice and quick. If you believe yourself to be a cow, you're suffering from boanthropy. People have it. They believe they're cows. They wander around nibbling grass.
Do they moo?
I don't know. They move quickly. What do you say about boanthropy?
Sorry, mate. I'm still looking at Newfoundland. All I've got is a breed of dog.
This is up your street. Boanthropy. It's a psychological disorder in which a human believes themselves to be a bovine. Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible was humbled by God because he was bragging about his achievements. So God said, you know what? You're going to be an ox for 7 years.
If ever I've tuned out of a fact and come back, this is the one that I wish I hadn't had. I have no idea what you're talking about. Come back as an ox?
If you think you're a cow, you're suffering from boanthropy.
Right.
People have it. They wander around on all fours eating grass. What do you think about them?
Well, it's like the guy that went on Good Morning Britain and said he was a broccoli.
There's something I'm YouTubing.
I think that was the one Adrian Charles was on.
Yeah, dressed up as a broccoli and said, I am a broccoli.
What have we learned this week? Well, in Russia, if you want to keep warm by covering your face with hair, you might have to pay some dollar for that. Also, you can move an entire town, and there is an added element to the age-old, slightly dull, should you have pineapple on your pizza debate, apparently, because it tenderizes your meat. Thank you very much, Mark. Say goodbye, Connor.
Scratching my beard.
Okay, yeah. That was the sound of skin on skin.
Baffled does ASMR.
Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye!
I like a bit of ASMR. See you later. Bye.
I'm leaving.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.